W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH. The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios. This is the WTH Podcast.
That was freaking crazy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the WTH Podcast. If you're catching us live on Facebook, hello. We're trying something a little bit different here. So it's all behind. The different is the behind the scenes stuff. The people actually watching and listening should not notice a difference on Facebook at all, other than you should be able to see and hear us clearly, unlike the last time we tried when we had an audio issue, which I have sussed out.
Well, I have it on good authority. The audio is coming through well.
Ah, perfect. Good authority.
Not bad authority.
Anywho, we're back. We were off last week. My wife was out of town on business. So timing didn't work. I had someone watching the little one because I came in for a business meeting, but it didn't make sense to try and have them late and all that other stuff. So, you know, life.
Yeah.
As we said. Coming up on the show today, the Super Bowl is set. We'll talk a little bit about that. The impeachment trial, if you're on Facebook, begins tomorrow.
Yes.
We have some news on Devin Nunes.
How's his cow doing?
Ooh. Tired cow. And of course, it's Wednesday, so we'll have another one of Jason's Jags. So we've got all of that coming up for you. Before we get to any of that, and before I ask how your week was, because I think that's all very important, we go to Wendy Williams. Now, Wendy Williams is known for having opinions on things and making statements that are, you know, out there. She likes to put it out there. She's got her hot talk at the beginning of the show. And she had some hot talk last week that was a little more than just talk and a little more hot than you'd expect.
So anyway, Odell, at 27 years old, you're old enough to understand political correctness in the times that we live now. You can't just slap people on the booty. Of course, he probably knows it's not right from a man to a woman or a woman to a man.
Talking about Odell Beckham Jr.
That locker room thing. That cop wasn't playing that. I mean, you're lucky you only got battery.
Okay. If you didn't catch that, let's go back in. Listen really carefully. Now, Wendy is leaning very hard as she's doing this. Listen as she pauses at a weird point in the sentence.
On the booty. Yeah, of course, he probably knows it's not right from a man to a woman or a woman to a man, but you can't even do that locker room thing. That cop wasn't playing that. I mean, you're lucky you only got battery. What if he?
I mean,
so she already had those tight leg cross thing going.
Yeah,
trying to hold it in. Uh-huh. And then she's like, okay, maybe I can sneak it out.
But she had the one cheek up.
Yeah,
the one cheek up.
And she had to pause to let it out.
Right? It was one of those let's hope it doesn't make sound.
Like I can't even talk while I'm doing this.
Oh yeah, it's bad times.
Oh my gosh, it's almost as bad as the time Seth Green picked his nose and then rolled it up and then was trying to get rid of it.
As long as you don't eat it,
as long as you
don't
eat it, yeah.
That's really the key to that.
That's funny though. Come on. Farts are funny.
I thought so. So all right, that being said, Kareem, how was your time away?
God, dude.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Wow. I don't even remember the last 2 weeks. That's a bad thing.
Or it's a good thing. I mean,
yeah. Watched a lot of football during that time. Played around with GarageBand a lot.
Oh yeah.
So I created my music for the podcast once we get that started.
That's right. Kareem's got a new podcast launching soon.
Yeah. Mm. So I created my opening song for that. So I'll let you hear that.
Perfect.
I tried to send it to you, but you can't send it through the messenger.
Oh, you'll have to email it to me.
Yeah, email it to you. So I was did that. Yeah, actually, I did a lot of playing with GarageBand the last couple of weeks.
It's a great tool. The problem with, I used to record this podcast on GarageBand because I had it on my Mac, and we did probably one of the funnier episodes of the show we ever did. We had Keith Lowell Jensen on the phone, and as soon as we hung up with him, GarageBand crashed.
Oh, damn.
And GarageBand does not store a temp file.
Oh.
So we lost the whole show. I was so crushed.
Oh, shit.
I was so crushed. Yeah. But yeah, that's not what GarageBand is not for recording podcast. Although a lot of people do use it for that.
Yeah.
Fools, I say.
So yeah, I did a lot of playing with that. And if for those of you who don't, you can make music on GarageBand. Mm-hmm. They actually give you instruments that you can mess around with, or if you know actually know how to play them, you can do it. But they also give you like loops and of song or loops and things that you can put together to create a song.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had it for forever and have never really, I only played with the keyboards and stuff like that, trying to figure out how to do it that way. And
right.
I discovered the loops.
Oh yeah, yeah. The loops are crazy.
Yeah. Once you discover the loops, it's like, oh shit, you can do all kinds of stuff with this. So, yeah, so that was pretty, that's the biggest thing I did while we were gone was I created my song for our, thing, and you and I have to cut a lot of it out because the song ended up being 7 minutes long.
Now you can just fade that out.
Yeah,
that's easy enough.
Make the song 10 minutes.
Yeah, whatever. let it try. Leave it. Make it the whole length of your podcast. I don't care.
You just fade it out.
Your show. What about you, Jason? What you been up to?
Some of my predictions came true. Oh. For my weekend, like what I said was going to happen through that weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Because we all made those. So I ended up having, like, my whole family, like, it's one of those situations where we went to the zoo on that Sunday.
Right.
And, like, it was a family thing. So my cousin and his wife and their two kids were there. My stepdad was there. My brother and his wife and their three kids were there. And then my aunt and uncle were there. And then it was just a group of people.
Nice.
Yeah. And, like, I'd made I made some pork at home, so I had some. I didn't smoke it because smoking it would have taken a long time. I wouldn't have been able to go to the zoo with everybody.
Right. Well, sure,
because I would have had to be tending the pit. But I made it in the Instant Pot. I made about 5 pounds of pork. It turned out really good,
Chef Jason.
So it's just one of those things. It's just a neat feeling to be able to feed a whole family, you know, fairly quickly, you know, like I had enough food for all those people within, 45 minutes of everybody being at the house.
Nice.
Cool. A big part of that was the fact that it was all, the meat was all cooked, but that's the great thing about Instant Pots, slow cookers.
What would 20-year-old Jason say about this guy?
Oh, pretty dope. probably be sadly depressed with the amount of gaming hours I get or don't get.
Well, yeah.
Or the moment that I start talking about how every time I go to play a video game, I'm falling asleep within the first 10 minutes of starting to play it. Like, what a pussy. Like, that's very not PC of you, Jason, to say that word.
It's true. It's not PC, buddy. It's not PC. We were busy here, Darling New Media. We had we hosted the Chamber Mixer. We did since the last time we were here, we had the Good Day Sacramento appearance.
Yes.
That you guys were here for. Thank you again for coming in early for that. We had that, a week ago, Wednesday, 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
as when this podcast drops. So that went very well. We've gotten a good response from that. So thank you to Good Day and thank you to you guys and to Driftwoods and to Jason Knight for coming out early for that. The following Wednesday, we hosted the Greater Arden Chamber Mixer here. We had about 40 people here, which was great. We did our ribbon cutting. So it was a really, really good time. We've generated quite a bit of new business, which is fantastic. And I just got an email literally seconds ago booking a photo and video gig for a private party, which means that for the month of February, our 6th month in business, we are in the black.
Yay!
Which was always a goal that I didn't really want to say out loud, because to be able to be now, we're not in March, but because of this photo video gig, we are going to be in the black in February. So that's fantastic news.
You made mama so proud.
I mean, it's been really, really great. And it's so exciting to get people in that mode of being able to create their own podcast and get, you know, their voice out into the world in a proper way. So we're really excited about that. If you have an idea for a podcast, you want to do a podcast, we can help you here. It's darlingnewmedia.com. Reach out to me. We do free consultations and we can get you hooked up with whatever you need. So, and tonight as this drops, we will be having another podcasting 101 workshop. So that's very exciting. The next one will be February. Dope. Next one will be February 5th, Feb 5.
Cool.
So all of those things happened, and I'll talk next episode. I'm going to talk a little bit about seeing Joel McHale this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him live. So we'll get to all of that. But
he's still alive?
Yes. He's kicking. So the Super Bowl is set. We have the Kansas City Chiefs versus the
Pittsburgh Steelers?
No, they didn't. They didn't have quite the quite the year they were hoping. San Francisco 49ers are back in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs.
For somebody who hates when we argue, he likes to stir the pot occasionally.
He's an instigator. He really is. And I think that's what I appreciate about you.
Is it now?
It is. That's what I appreciate about you. The Chiefs had a little bit of a rougher time with the Titans than did the Niners with the Packers.
Yeah, I was actually worried that the Titans would beat the Chiefs.
I was hoping the Titans would beat the Chiefs, although I think the Niners would have a tougher game against the Titans.
Yeah,
because I think the Titans have a better defense.
There might have been if the Niners and the Titans had played in the Super Bowl, there probably would be like 30 passes thrown total through that game.
I believe Jimmy Garoppolo threw 8 yesterday.
Yeah,
as we're recording this yesterday, but. Why throw passes when you're that far ahead? I mean, they were up 17-0. I think they were up 20-0 at half, something like that. I know they were up 17-0 or 7. They were way up. And although I never, you know, with Aaron Rodgers and the way football games go, I'm never like, yeah, this is in the bag.
So the thing that I was worried about for the 49ers were the fact that that Green Bay had the ball with 2 minutes left,
right
at the end of the first half, and they were going to get the ball back at the beginning of the
right because that they could have very easily made it 20-14
that quick,
and that's literally what I was worried about too. Yeah. But
then he threw the interception, and then it was like, okay, you got the ball back. He had the fumble,
right?
And then it was like, okay,
but ultimately the good guys win, except for the Chiefs, and. Someone pointed out that if the Packers won, we would have had the State Farm Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Thank God that didn't happen. Discount double check this. So that was the big thing. And then the other story that broke, and I talked about this because I dropped a special episode of the podcast like Friday, was the Houston Astros. And I know this is Jason loves sports, but the Houston Astros got hit with some pretty severe penalties for cheating in the 2017 season, the season that they won the World Series.
They have not been hit hard enough.
Exactly. And that was my point too, is if you really want to discourage cheating like this, you take the titles away.
Yes.
From these teams, because this team, seriously, I mean, yeah, they're going to lose draft picks, but they're picking at the back end of the draft anyway. Their general manager and manager were suspended for the year, and then their owner came out and go, well, I'm firing them effective today. Look what a great guy I am.
Dude.
A whole bag of dicks for you, sir.
Yes.
But he had the gall to say that he didn't think his World Series title was tainted.
That World Series should be vacated.
Absolutely. And you know what? As the investigation of the Red Sox continues in 2018,
yeah,
with Alex Cora, who was the bench coach on the 2017 Houston Astros, who was let go by the Red Sox.
Who was the mastermind.
He, the 2018 Red Sox World Series title should also be vacated if it's found out that they were cheating.
Does that mean the Dodgers are going to get it?
No.
Nobody gets it.
No. No, Dodgers fans. You don't get it. You do not get it, no matter what you want to do.
That makes sense.
Like, it does not. I mean, take it away from Houston, but you can't just assume that the runner-up would have won.
Yeah, no.
No, it's vacated. You know, and we survived 1994 when they had the lockout and there was no World Series at all. There's no 1994 World Series champion.
Yeah.
And there shouldn't be for 2017. And there shouldn't be for 2018 if they find out the Red Sox were cheating.
And you know what? They should also put a nice little, like, a reason why in there also.
And then Major League Baseball's bitch ass, because they don't want to vacate the title, they're trying to say that when the Altuve was running to home plate, grabbing his shirt saying,
don't rip it off.
Don't rip my shirt off. Don't rip my shirt off. And then run straight to the tunnel and then comes back out. Oh, there's no evidence that he had some kind of, like, motherfucker, please.
Because that was the other thing that Major League Baseball would not confirm, that there's an allegations that the Astros players, specifically Altuve and Bregman, were wearing a device that allowed them to be signaled by a little pulse or a vibration on a device under their uniform to get notified what pitch was coming. And both Altuve and Bregman, by the way, this past week have come out and basically said, oh, get over it. There was nothing. You were cheating. Look at, and if you want to go ahead and look at the stats, their home stats versus road stats for those two guys in particular, but the team in general, they did not do well hitting on the road. No. They were great at home, and it's like they knew what was coming.
Yeah. Kobe Bryant's bitch ass said, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't penalize him for cheating. I was like, you would say that because the referees helped you guys cheat to win.
Look, I'm willing to go even further. If you get caught cheating in that way, you know, in college sports, they have the death penalty where you lose sports. You lose your franchise. You get caught cheating like that. You get caught cheating like that. And not only do you lose your title, your team gets moved to the next city in line. Hello, Montreal Astros.
Yes.
Hello, Montreal Astros. You're getting moved. And by the way, owner who had this going on, you have to sell the team, not for what it's worth today. Oh, no. What you paid for it.
Yes.
And I don't care when you bought it. If you bought it for $3 million in 1968, that's what you sell it for.
And the players that went along with it, they should be suspended for. They actually should get the death penalty too.
Well, I mean, that's
if Pete Rose has been banned for baseball for not betting on baseball, but I mean, not betting on a game he played in, but for betting on baseball.
Well, when he was manager.
When he was manager, they cheated. They should be.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Kareem and I are not as kind as other people. No. Before we get to Jason's jag, Devin Nunes, he's a congressman from California, not the good part. He has been threatening lawsuits.
Sites call records involving ranking.
Hold on. He has been suing people right and left. He's suing Twitter. He is suing a fake cow and his fake mom on Twitter. Now, a feud between two California lawmakers has spilled into the public, with one alleging conspiracy and the other threatening legal action. Now, Democratic Representative Ted Lieu in December accused Devin Nunes, who's a Republican, of conspiring with Lev Parnas, an associate of President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and a key figure in the Ukraine scandal at the center of Trump's impeachment. Now, by the way, there is an 8-minute call between Lev Parnas and Devin Nunes.
There are also emails between Nunes's assistant and Parnas.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot there. So it's not like Ted Lieu just pulled this out of his ass and out of nowhere. So a lawyer for Nunes, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, then threatened legal action if he doesn't get an apology. Now, Ted Lieu tweeted the first page of the December 31st letter from Nunes's attorney. And his reply letter as well. The curt response ends with, I welcome any lawsuit from your client and look forward to taking discovery of Congressman Nunes, or you can take your letter and shove it.
I want him to go forward with the lawsuit.
So we can have discovery. These bullshit threats of lawsuits and the Twitter cow, amongst others, are like, yeah, let's have discovery, shall we? And then they sort of die on the vine. They never turn into anything.
That's because then you'll get all of his shit. All of the stuff that he talked right. about Parnas with Parnas will become a public record.
Yep.
And I mean, not with redactions, all of it.
Yeah. It's really something. All right, so let's get to it. We're trying to stay on time with the shows. I don't have any music for you right now, but
man,
hold on. Let me.
That's okay.
Let me find something. Let me find something good for you. We go. No, that's not it.
That's definitely not.
No, no. No, I don't want to do that. Here we go. It's, here we go. We'll play a little.
Following in his father's footsteps as a naval aviator, Lieutenant Commander Harmon Rabb Jr. suffered a crash while landing his Tomcat on a storm-tossed carrier at sea.
It's time for Jason's Jag.
You had no idea about that history about my dad, did you? So I guess my Jag this week, gave some cooking tips last week.
You did.
This week, it's going to be, so on Thursday night, I happened to be online. I was on like looking at my Facebook and stuff like that. And about 10 o'clock or so, I noticed something come up on my feed, about Eminem having a new album.
Right.
And he had dropped a new album at 9 PM, 12 midnight on the East Coast.
Right.
Along with a video, called Darkness. So I didn't listen. I didn't watch the video first. The Darkness video. but I did listen to all the. I did listen to the album from beginning to end that night, and then spent a long time trying to find reaction videos like the next day. and then I watched the video, the Darkness video. Have either of you guys seen the Darkness video?
Seen the video.
No.
Do you want me to tell you? I mean, I think it's probably spoiled at this point. Like, do you want me to spoil what the video is? I mean,
we're a week out. So if you, yeah. if people who really care, who cares?
Basically, it's a song that's the whole time you think he's talking about is his, you think Eminem's talking about his alcohol addiction and stuff like that.
Right.
And his problems with alcohol and pills and drugs and stuff like that. But really, more than anything else, it was about the Las Vegas shooting.
Right. Yep.
And gun control. You know, and like at the very end of it, it's like, you know, when will things change, when enough people care, you know, and gives you the vote information. The title of the album is Music to be Murdered By.
Right. Since you're talking about a little in the background.
Yeah. So I listened to the whole album, and this is probably like there's like two, maybe three songs that are like slow and tempo like this, but most of them, I mean, like the first song, Premonition, this all, like, they're just full punchline. It's like classic Eminem. Like, it is, he doesn't give a shit, is making a lot of jokes. And, like, there's one line in the second track, I can't remember the title of it, but it's with Young M.A. Might be the third track. But he makes it, he says, I don't smoke weed, but I'm rolling Indo. And this, like, the wordplay with that,
right,
is like, and that's like, that's nothing compared to a lot of the other stuff that's on there. And it made me respect again, because I've been really into Kendrick Lamar a lot, because his music's been speaking to me on like spiritual levels also. Cause it's just amazing. But it reminded me that like what, like it's okay to like hip hop's not one thing. And that's the thing that I was like, so into Kendrick. Like, I like it when it says something and it means something. Eminem's not that. You know what I mean? Like, Eminem's never been that.
Right.
Like, he'll once in a while, he'll release something that's like one song on an album might be deep or something like that. Whether it's Stan or like Darkness or the one that was about like Trump, not Trump, but Bush. You know, he always comes out with like these things like that. But he is about the fun of hip hop and about like how it's really about, you know, cutting and dissing and making jokes. Like another side of hip hop. So I had to come to terms with that.
Right.
And I think everybody should. I mean, that's part of, that's what it, it's not all one thing. And that's the great thing about it. And man, Godzilla, which has Juice WRLD, who's recently deceased, an amazing track. And he raps on it, like his flow on it's just ridiculous. ridiculous. Like he goes faster and faster and faster, and to a point it's like, I don't know how he's able to spit so quickly and do it, but yeah, it was great. It's a great album. I definitely, if you like Eminem, if you like hip hop, if you like hip hop and you appreciate it, you'll like it. If you're not a hip hop fan, it's probably not for you. This isn't necessarily a mainstream. You'll have to enjoy wordplay, and you're not gonna be able to get your panties in a bunch about him talking about Ariana Grande's concert where like people got blown up. He's been talking about shit like that for years, and the name of the album's "Music to Be Murdered By." I mean, like, and there's a definite theme going on throughout the album. So, yeah, check it out, Eminem. Like, you need to hear that.
All right, that's Jason's Jag. I like on the nightstand, they've got what looks like a bottle of Miller High Life, but they redid the label so it just says beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
good one. Lots of
there's
lots
and of there's so many like double meanings to the words in that song. Like there's a part where he's like, you know, I'm gonna need something stronger than a Colt 40 than Colt 45. And with the way that the song is going, you think he's talking about Colt 45, the beer,
right?
But that's definitely not what he's talking about. You know, so
exactly. All right, thank you. Moving on with the show, I thought this was important. Fox News has these two African-American ladies with some crazy hair. Diamond and Silk, they say Democrats' treatment of Donald Trump are the same tactics that was done to our ancestors back during the Jim Crow day. Well, let's hear them say it in their own words.
16, Black America had nothing to lose. But if they don't vote for Donald J. Trump, in 2020, they have everything to lose.
That's right.
And the reason why the Democrats are ignoring this is because they are expecting Black people to fall in line. But Black people are paying attention.
Yes.
When they see that our president is being railroaded, the same tactics are being done to him what was done to our ancestors back during the Jim Crow day.
Hold on. Listen, Fox News, stop shuffling your shit around on the desk and in your pockets while they're talking. Because you hear all that fucking shuffling? That's not us. That's actually on Fox News. That's on the... Listen for it.
Mm-hmm. They become appalled by that because if you do it to him, you can do it to average Americans like us.
That's right.
When they see these Democrats being sympathizing with terrorists, advocating for illegal aliens and MS-13 gang members, they don't like that.
You reach on it.
Okay. And by the way, one of these ladies is definitely looking at her own self in the video screen because they're doing this like on Skype so they can see, you know, you see yourself in the little box. She's definitely looking at herself in the little box.
So she keeps on, mm-hmm.
You're not going to leave us holding the bag. We don't want your stuff for free because free does not mean freedom.
That's
free
right.
Means that you're going to control us. And people, Black people are going to be voting for Donald J. Trump. They want to keep their tax cuts. They want to keep their employment. And they don't want to go backwards, but they want to move forward.
That's
ladies,
right.
How can you?
Okay.
The people back in the studio, they're not even paying attention to them.
Well, no, they're all white people.
Yes.
So Kareem, as the African American on the show here, I'm going to let you have first word on this. Is there any merit to anything that these two are saying?
None whatsoever.
Okay.
And you know how fucking bad this is with the rhetoric? Some bitch ass white dude in false military fatigues in Richmond, Virginia, protesting today, had that shit on a sign.
Of course. Of course they did.
These two, excuse me, because I don't usually say this word about women, but these two dumb bitches have no clue of history. They didn't listen to anything that their grandmother or their mother told them about what happened during the Jim Crow days for them to compare this shit to Jim Crow. And your ancestors have disowned you. They're not going to come to help you when you need help for you saying some dumb shit like this. Oh my gosh.
And not to even insinuate that the Black community is a monolith by any stretch of the imagination, because there are some African Americans who do like Donald Trump and do support him. Most of them have a lot of money.
No, not even them.
No, but there are some.
Some, yeah.
There are some. But this whole idea, I was just like, look, I'll admit, I don't know a ton about Jim Crow. I'm from Vermont. It's all white there. And I don't know a ton about Jim Crow.
It's all right there.
Jim Crow is.
I mean, I get.
You just said Jim Crow. You just described Jim Crow.
Right. Well, I mean, look, it's cold there.
Yeah.
And that's just the place that I grew up. But having learned a little bit about Jim Crow, I know that this is nonsense.
Nobody's lynched Donald Trump at this point.
No. Well, he's said that this impeachment is like a lynching.
No.
Now, well, he said it.
I hear you.
He said it's like a witch trial also.
He said a lot of things.
So nobody has lynched Donald Trump. So he is nothing like Jim Crow.
Nobody's put him in a cell with 35 other young women and elder women.
Well, he'd like that.
In the damp dankness of a cell and under it, you know, underground.
He doesn't have to show his papers to go anywhere. He goes anywhere he wants to. Doesn't have to drink. Nobody wants to drink after him, but he doesn't have to drink out of a water fountain that's just dedicated to him.
He does, but it's all Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And the idea of the Jim Crow era, like to say that he's going through what happened with there's still places in the South where that where it applies. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's not like it's completely been erased and gone.
Because
there's places that still abide by. There's still a green book, right?
There's still a green book. Yeah.
So I mean, Jim Crow still lives on.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that we've covered that,
let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Before we get to that, I want to thank everybody who's been shopping Amazon on that Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com. We do appreciate you taking care of that and doing your Amazon shopping that way. And also the Shop Target tab at the top of WTHpod.com. It netted us a cool $10.62 in revenue in December.
Yes. Yeah.
So when we say it's a little, but it's nice.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks for getting that 50-gallon tub of lube.
Like getting $20 from your grandma at Christmas.
So we go now to Marilyn Haggerty in Grand Forks, North Dakota, where she writes, January is what we make of it. Dear Marge Ratty. Today I'm sending greetings to all you people, you mean you people, down there basking in the Arizona sunshine. Things are white and icy around Grand Forks. Yeah, they are. We need to walk gingerly and drive carefully. Other than that, January is here with all of its pleasures.
She just described Jim Crow.
The name of the game seems to be hockey and basketball, as well as bingo and bridge. And UND is coming back to action with a new semester after the holiday break. Lily Keplin, a freshman from Bismarck, lit it up at the Betty Arena with her shooting. The men's basketball team also showed up with a wild win when the teams played the Purdue-Fort Wayne Mastodons.
I just think that being the current climate that it is, like, she should preface anything where she says something about shooting with that they're playing basketball.
Again, it's they don't have a lot of shootings around Grand Forks. No. She continues, January has its charm. I know it can be a time for peace and quiet. It's a time when many get away. Then there are others who stick around and enjoy winter. I was visiting with Justin Dagan, a lifelong potato grower in Carlstadt, Minnesota. He sees winter as a time when the land is resting, a time for relaxing. Kathy and John Fick, both retired Lutheran ministers, are enjoying January in Grand Forks. He was the lead pastor at Sharon Lutheran Church. She guided the activities at Christus Rex Lutheran Center on the UND campus. Mm. They like the days of winter. They enjoy the basketball games. When they think of year-round traveling somewhere, they talk of adventures to Iceland or Australia.
Ooh, guess they like fires.
The next part's titled Clean Drawers. For me, the challenge of January is to play catch-up, a time to clean drawers, a time to clear out closets, and a time to write thank you notes and letters. Hmm. Now, January has a way of moving along. Central High School is holding Snowball Week, which just began on January 13th. The week ends with a snowball dance. Which is different in some places. The annual chamber dinner is coming up on January 23rd. The guest speakers will be Monique Lamoureux-Mordano and Jocelyn Lamoureux-Davidson. You know, of course, they are the Olympic gold medalists. They are national advocates and leaders in the fight for gender equality in sports. Well, January is January, It is what we make of it, I guess. And I send my best regards. Marilyn.
Oh. That's probably like the saddest, like, it is what we make of it, I guess. Like,
having grown up in northern Vermont and lived in northern New York for winter, January is January, man. You just got to survive that shit and come out the other side. Hey, thank you for hanging in with us for this episode of the WTH podcast, whether you're watching live on Facebook, catching us on YouTube, or just listening in your earbuds. We do appreciate it. Back on Friday with another fresh new show where I will go into Joel McHale's appearance at the Wind River Casino in Reading.
Ooh.
It was good times. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time on the WTH podcast. Bye-bye.